As summer approaches, temperatures rise. And interestingly enough, so does crime. It's widely known that summer months are often witness to an uptick in crime. This is not news to Milwaukee's Office of Violence Prevention. In fact, they have been busy rolling out a number of violence prevention initiatives. WUWM's Angelina Mosher-Salazar got an update Monday on one particular initiative, violence interrupters.
They were once considered to be part of the problem, but now they are part of the solution, says Derek Rogers, the director and program manager for 414 Life, which runs the Violence Interrupters program. What he's talking about are the new Violence Interrupters, an initiative that rolled out November of last year. And I asked Rogers, who are Violence Interrupters and what exactly do they do?
They are individuals who are willing to engage situations that are considered to be potentially violent, particularly for gun violence, and coming in, mediating conflicts before they occur.
But what does that actually look like on the ground? To shed light on the work is Ray Mendoza, a man who was once incarcerated and is now himself a violence interrupter. Here he is describing an incident he had recently with a young man.
A guy that I knew that I was checking up on, and he was upset. And he said, man, I need to talk to you. And I said, what's the problem? He said, man, look, this dude owes me some money. He don't want to pay me. Every time I see him, he takes off. I just got in a high-speed chase with him. He had another dude with him. I know I can't beat both of them, so I really want to shoot him. So let's sit down, man. Let's talk about this.
Mendoza says after listening to the young man, he then offers to act as an intermediary. He set up a meeting with the man who owes money to try to settle the debt. But he had one condition.
Promise me that if you see this guy, you're not going to do nothing. He said, I promise.
Mendoza says that he met with the other man to see what he could pay back. It wasn't the full amount owed, but it was something.
All I got is this much. I said, let me get it. I'm going to go take it to him. The beef is going to be dead. He said, man, you sure? I said, I just told you the beef is going to be dead. I give you my word. He says, okay. He gave me the money, called the other guy. Where you at? I'm over here. I'm right here. Here's your money. It's dead. He said, it's dead. I said, thank you. And that was it. It's just that simple.
Mendoza says this is what being a violence interrupter is all about.
When you got the respect of people on the streets and you got them to understand that whatever actions they want to play are not worth it and you can come up with a solution that makes everybody happy, that's what we do.
According to the Office of Violence Prevention, since violence interrupters started, they have had 26 incidents in which they claim they have de-escalated and prevented violence. Rogers is confident that the interrupters will continue to prevent violent acts. He says that their presence will increase in the community in the coming months.
Well, as the warmer weather approaches, it's going to have a very real look because, first of all, our interrupters are going to be in the streets a lot.
Rogers says they will be engaging individuals strategically in areas that are more vulnerable to violence. Some of the neighborhoods they will be working in include North Division, Sherman Park, Historic Mitchell, and Old North Milwaukee, where the violence interrupters are currently based. Angelina Mosher-Salazar, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.